All right, on the way, Ed Sheeran's new career and Kanye West's new musical direction. Nice. First, have to say congrats. Ricky Martin and his husband, Juan Yosef, are expecting another baby. They've already got three.
They're so cute.
Yeah, they're adorable. And Ricky announced this weekend that they are pregnant. They're going to be welcoming another baby via surrogate. They've got twin boys already and a little girl. And I wanted to say congrats. I know Ricky Martin has a lot of fans here in Montreal.
Mm-hmm, totally.
Kanye West says that moving forward, he will only be making gospel music. That's it. There's going to be no more of that.
Come on.
That's the old Kanye.
Classic Kanye.
Kanye said that he's not going to be making secular music ever again. It's all going to be gospel all the time from here on in. And here's the thing. He made the comment on Saturday at a listening party that he had in Chicago for his new album. So there's no video because everybody who entered the listening party had to hand over their cell phones. Right. I've been to these listening parties before. Yeah, it is like on lockdown. So it's actually a music promoter, like a label rep who is telling everybody that this happened, basically. His new album is called Jesus is King, a Kanye West experience. As you mentioned, it is gospel. He's also releasing a movie. It's also called Jesus is King, and it is actually hitting IMAX theaters worldwide on October 25th. And it's basically a documentary style thing of his Sunday services that he does. Okay. He has these musical church services every week, and like a lot of people show up.
Yeah, I don't know who's going to these things. I mean, there's always been like religious undertones to his music.
Justin Bieber went once.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Chrissy Teigen has gone too. Like a lot of people.
Interesting.
From what I can see, because some people were saying it's some sort of Kanye cult, but from what I can see.
Definitely what it looks like from the outside.
In the photos and videos, it just looks like nice music that people are enjoying. That's all. I've never been there, I will say.
I know, but every story that starts out like this never really ends well. There's going to be a documentary series in a few years about how people got warped into this, I'm sure.
Oh, God. All right, moving on. Ed Sheeran just wrapped up the tour of his lifetime, and he is switching things up in his life, too. I'm on my way, driving at 90 down those. For the past few months, I kept telling myself that the next trip I take would be to London, and now I feel like I have to make that happen because Ed Sheeran has opened up a restaurant on London's famous Portobello Road.
Oh.
It is how cute is this? It's called Birdie Blossoms.
Okay.
Like Birdie, B-E-R-T-I-E.
Sounds nice with an English accent.
Cute, I guess.
Okay, do it then.
Birdie Blossoms.
See, that's so cute.
Right?
I would like to go there. That's the name of the new place. Ed Sheeran said it is good beer and good food. And he said, please pop in when you have time. I hope you'll like it. And is it just me? I think that Ed Sheeran would be the type of celebrity who probably wants to work behind the bar at this restaurant.
Yeah, he'd have
and
fun
pub.
Making drinks.
Yeah.
He would never leave.
Exactly.
True. Ed, you've got a culture to go to.
He just wants to be normal, though, and he's taking some time off from making music. So I think he would love to be like pouring draft beers, having conversations with people.
You should go. Maybe he'll serenade you with a song once you get there. You never know.
Can only wish.